It was really, really the second time for the Migu.
And the Nesivus is Ha'ara, that it's not so possible to just say, always believe the second cat with a Migu. What's the second cat saying? And the second cat is saying that somebody's chai of money, so you can't believe that with a Migu, because Migu lahitzi lo yaminan. So, okay, no problem. Nesivus says that Taisus doesn't mean in a case where the second cat is being chai of money. Taisus must mean in a case where the second cat is coming to pater, what we call lahachzik. For that, you can believe them with a Migu. Now, the Taisus in Ksubis, as well as the Taisus in Baba Basra, they just asked on the story, the case of Rav Chista and Rav Huna. They argued about a shtei kitei edim. And Machisha say, two edim said the Reuben borrowed money, two edim say the Reuben didn't borrow money. And the Gemara says, it's a subject we don't know whom to believe. On that fact, Taisus, let's believe the second cat. And to that, the Nesivus has a nice horror that Taisus doesn't mean let's believe the second cat no matter what they say. If the second cat is the cat that says that Reuben borrowed the money, then we're not going to believe them because that's lahaitzi. But Taisus means in a case where the second cat is the cat that says that Reuben didn't borrow the money, then let's believe the second cat. Fine. But the problem is that when you get to our Taisus, the Taisus of Baba Kamma, right, remember there's three Taisus and then all ask the same kasha, that let's believe the second cat with a migu. In two places, they only ask it on the Gemara in Baba Basra about the Shteki Tehidim HaMakisha Zayizay. But our Taisus has a new knech. Our Taisus asks it on the case of Hazama. Taisus' cash is, why does Rava call Edim Zayim Mechidosh? Because, why would you believe the second pair more than the first pair? That's a chidosh. The Taisus said a chidosh to believe the second pair more than the first pair. Frech Taisus, it's not a chidosh. It's very logical because the second pair has a migu. Of course we believe the second pair because they have a migu. So that's seemingly just another application of the same kasha. Now let's believe the second pair with a migu, and our Taisus is saying, not just in Lagabe, a case of hakasha, but also in a case of hazama. Let's believe the second pair with a migu, so why does Rebbe call it a chidush that the second pair is believed? It should be a svar that they're believed because of a migu. Problem is that over here, you can't say that Taisus means where the second pair is coming lahachzik. The second pair is never coming lahachzik. The second pair is coming to punish. They're coming to testify that the first pair did the aveiru of Edim Zayimim, and then on that the Torah says v'asisim la'kasher zamam lasayis la'achiv, that the first pair will become chayiv mamayin if they were testifying about mamayin, or they'll become chayiv malchus if they were testifying about an aveira, or they'll become chayiv misa even in some circumstances if they were testifying about a capital case. And all of those are things that you can't do with a migu. Migu lahaitzi le'yaminan. We don't use a migu to take away somebody's money. Allah has come and become. We don't use a migu to take away somebody's life. Meaning punishments are an even bigger deal. Malchus and Misa are an even bigger deal than Mamayin. If migu lahaitzi le'yaminan, we can't use a migu for punishments. So how could Taisus say that the nemanus of the second cat by Edim Zeimim is not a chidush? It should follow misvara. Because the second pair, after all, has a migu, but this is clearly a case of migu lahaitzi. So to that, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman answers. What he's saying is that you have to qualify, you have to sort of reduce what Taisus means in their kasha. When Taisus asks this kasha and says, "Let's believe that it should be a svar to believe the second pair." Taisus doesn't mean that the whole nemanos that the Teiri gave the second pair should be known misvara because they have a migu. The Teiri believed the second pair for a lot, even to the point of punishing the first pair. But for our sugyo, we're not interested in all of that. Which aspect of the conflict between the first pair and the second pair and the nemanos of the second pair is our sugyo focused on? Our sugya, the Machlokes Abaye and Rava, is about what din? It's about the din that the first pair becomes what? Is Abaye and Rava arguing about the din that the first pair get punished? Or they're arguing about the din that the first pair become pasul? Our Gemara is all about the psul of the first pair. So, when Rava calls it a chiddush, and Taisus asks, why is it a chiddush? It's a svari. After all, the second pair has a migu. All Taisus has to mean is that which the second pair could passel the first pair, that's not a chiddush. That's a svari because of a migu. So enachanami, Taisus doesn't mean that the migu should help the second pair to punish the first pair with an asisim like Hashem Zomam. Taisis just means that the second pair should be believed with a migu to make the first pair possible. And that's not called lahitzi. That's... Now we understand, because that's not called lahitzi. We're not coming to take away their money. We're not coming to punish them, take away their life, or to give them malchus. We're just coming to passel them. Now, there's still a chiddush here, and this is actually the main point that Rabbi Chanan comes to make, but this is a very, very much a side point for us, so I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm just going to mention the kitzer. There's still a chiddush here that taking away somebody's kashrus is not also called lahitzi. You might have said that's also taking away. They have a cheskas kashrus, and the second pair is coming to passel them. So this is an old shayla, not our inyan, but an old shayla about whether chazakah, when we talk about chazakah, it's like, you know, the din of chazakah that whatever was before is still now. I had like a cheskas kashrus, I was kasher before, so it's presumed that I'm still kasher now. Or the mikveh had 40 sub before, so it's presumed that it still has 40 sub now. Or a woman was an eishes ish before, so it's presumed that she's still an eishes ish now. Whenever we talk about those kinds of chazakahs, is that similar to a cheskas mamain? That cheskas mamain, also the idea may be that the money was mine before, so unless you could bring a proof to the contrary, we'll assume that the money is still mine now. Or is cheskas mamain something very different? And Rabbi Chanan says that I see over here that Taisus is willing to rely on a migu to take away someone's cheskas kashrus, even though we know that migu doesn't work to take away a cheskas mamain. That's migu lahitzi layaminan. But a migu could still work to take away a cheskas kashrus. So I see from here, right, that age-old shayla of kunshas hasfekas has a famous discussion about it. We see that a chazaki demeikara is a different kind of a din than a cheskas mamain. That's not our sugya. I'm just mentioning that that's the consequence, sort of the punchline of Rabbi Chanan's vark. But the part that what's negea for us really, I think what I want to emphasize is just what he's doing to pshat in the Taisis. Now, when Taisis comes and asks, let's believe the second pair with the migu, Taisis doesn't mean we should believe them all the way. All the amounts that the Tairi gave the second pair, we could have known with the migu. Of course not, because the Torah gave them the amanus to the point of punishing the first pair, and that we never could have known with a migu. Taisus just means that let's believe that which the Torah believed. Taisus just means to ask that which the Torah believed the second pair and enabled them to passel the first pair, that's something that we could have known with a migu. And that already we can make sense, because that's not to be might, that's not a migu lahayitzim. Now, So what Rabbi Chanan is doing essentially is he's reducing what Taisus means in their kasha. Taisus comes and asks the kasha that the nemonis of the second pair could be known with a migu. Rabbi Chanan, Taisus doesn't mean the whole nemonis of the second pair. Taisus just means a certain portion of the nemonis of the second pair. So this morning, Dovi and Ari had a Shemaka Ha'ara, which we could use as perhaps a raya to this pshat of Rabbi Chanan. Taisus asked that we should believe the second pair with a migu. What's their migu exactly? So the words of Taisus were, migu di bo havu paslu lekamoi begazlanusa. Let's believe the second pair, because if they wanted, they could have come in and said that the first pair is gazlanim. So they came in and they asked Akasha that the second, you know, there are lots of cases of Edom Zayimim. Sometimes they're being made that Reuven was chayev money, and then Lasisim Lekashu Zamim, they become chayev money. Sometimes they're made that Reuven ate Nevela, and then he's chayev Malkus. Lasisim Lekashu Zamim, they become chayev Malkus. Sometimes they're being made that Reuven was chayev Yasa Nefesh, and then Lasisim Lekashu Zamim is that they become chayev Misa. Could Taisus come and ask that we should believe the second pair, meaning, and give all these punishments to the first pair, because the second pair has a migu that they could have said that the first pair is gazlanim? Calling the first pair gazlanim wouldn't make them chayev misa. Can make them chayev mamoin, kefel, but wouldn't make them chayev misa. So how could Taisa say it again? If you would say, not like Rabbi Chanan, if you would say like what I think you probably learned Pashup Shabbat, like I learned Pashup Shabbat, Taisa's kasha was entirely all the way. We should believe this, that the nemonis that the Torah gave the second pair is not a chiddush, because we could have known in Misvara. That even the punishments, What's the svar? Because of a migu. The Chayes says the migu is the boav of possibly because of Nusa. That migu could give the second pair nemanus to impose punishments. Punishments like Misa, that's one of the punishments the Torah gives to Adim Zayimim. That could come from migu di boav impossible because of Nusa. If they were possible because of Nusa, they wouldn't be Chayav Misa. So what migu do they have to enable them to be Chayav Misa? Well, here it's a kasha on Taisis. Not necessarily an insurmountable kasha, which we talked about this morning, but here it's a kasha on Taisis. But it's only a kasha if you think that Taisis means the whole nemanus of Adim Zayimim could have been learned from a migu. But according to Rav Elchanan says that Taisis only means the psul of Adim Zayimim could be learned from a migu, then Taisis is right. Iboav and pasul begas lanus, and they will become pasul, so their psul could be learned from a migu. And so Rav, who calls the psul of the Adim Zayimim a chiddush, on that Taisis has a very good kasha that it's not a chiddush because there's a migu, the second pair is a migu. Iboav and pasul begas lanus. So this verse of Rav Elchanan is a teretz to Dovi and Ari's kasha as well. Which, or another way of phrasing that, is that Dovi and Ari's Kasha is a riot to Rav Elchanan's Pshat in the Taisis. Okay, Al Kapanim, all of this is to explain Taisis' Kasha. Taisis is asking Kasha, why don't we consider the second pair to have a migu? Both of them, right, Taisis talks about cases of Hakosha and cases of Azam, in all cases, whenever we say that it looks to us like two against two, we swear we would call it playing two against two, we wouldn't know who should win. Why isn't there always a svar that the second pair should win? Because if they have the migu, they could have come in and said the first pair is gazlanim. So Taisis has two tours. In Va'imiri, first eretz of Taisis is the leish shaykh migu ela ba'adam echad. The whole din of migu is only said when you're talking about one person. Now, bear in mind that almost all places where we find discussions about migu is about a baldavar. Somebody who's involved in a court case, one of the parties to the dinteru, the person who allegedly borrowed money, or the person who allegedly lent money, or stole, we talk about him having a migu. Why is he timing this? He could have timed that. Let that be a proof that what he's saying is true. That's always one person. Zog Taisis, so all over Shas, you find that Chazal were assuming that a single person coming into Basin, we could work with migus. What's the svara behind the migu? That if there's something cleverer, something more effective that he could have tied in and he didn't tie into that, it must be that he's telling the truth. So you see that Chazal were always willing to give one person a lot of credit, if you will, credit for being, not Erelich, but credit for being smart, that he could have come up with whatever would be the most effective taina. And he would have said it. He would just say that taina. But all those Gemaras out there that tell us, that use the word migu, that make this assumption that we could always assume that someone would say what's most clever, most effective, maybe that's only true when you're dealing with a single person. But once you're talking about two people together, so two people together, since they have to agree with each other, maybe each one has his own mishagasim and his own reasons for not wanting to say something, and it's hard to get two people to agree on the same thing. So maybe if once two people need to agree on the same thing, if they come into Basin and they said this, so that means this they agreed to say, we could never assume that they could have agreed on some other time. Even if we could think of a different time that would have been to a clever person more effective, but we can't say, oh, so why didn't they say that? It must be they're telling the truth. Because maybe the reason why they didn't say that is because they got into a fight about that. Because once you have two people, so there's egos involved. And you never know, maybe, just to give an example, let's say that other Taina, we're talking over here about Avram and Yitzchak, maybe that other Taina, Avram thought of it first. And Yitzchak is the kind of guy that he'll never agree to something that the other guy thought of first. So that ruled out that Taina. They couldn't come up with that. They couldn't come into Basin with that Taina because Yitzchak will never go with the Taina. There could be 100 reasons why they didn't say it. We can't know what's going on. There's politics between people. When it's just one individual, there's no politics, there's no ego, so then we could assess what's the cleverest thing that they could have said. And if they didn't say that, if he didn't say that, it must be he's telling the truth. But once there's two Adim, so then there could be other reasons why they didn't make that other taina, and therefore you can't use migus. So there's never a din of migu when two people are involved. Yeah, Yaakov?
We're wondering, is there any way of saying that there could have been two migus, like one for each guy?
I don't know what you mean. I mean, the migu is that ibo have a pasulei begas lusa, right? That's the migu. That they could have said that the first witnesses are gazlanim. What do you mean that there be two migus?
I'm not even. I even thought of an example, but like another thing they could have said, and one of them could have said that.
That wouldn't have, no. But that, even theoretically, that wouldn't do us any good, because if they would be saying two different things, then they wouldn't be Aiden. If let's say Moshe and Aaron are coming in, and you want to make a migu that Moshe has a migu, you could have said this, and Aaron has a migu, they could have said that. Well, that's not going to be a good migu at all, because if Moshe would have said this and Aaron would have said that, we wouldn't have two Aiden on anything. Okay, so Imri Delay Shaykh Migu El Abad Mechad. We only use migu when it's a single person. Al Mishneim and Yadam Leshayach Migu. Once it's two people, you can't make a migu. De'in Das Shneim Shaveh. Two people, they don't think alike. Umashir Sot in Zel Yut in Zeb. When one person would want a taina, the other person wouldn't necessarily want a taina. So I put on the sheet the Ran that says it sort of in different words. Not really with any haysafa, just that this, a lot of Mishanim say this. Besides, the Tosfos says it, in, I think, in all three places, at least two out of the three, maybe, I think in all three places. But the Ran says this Svara, and the Rashba says this Svara, I think, although I'm not certain that the Ramban also, again, not in, the Rashba, I think, is here. The Ran and the Ramban are in Babasra. The Taba comes up in a lot of places. All the Mishanim get into it, and almost all the Mishanim say this Svara, that, again, as at least one of their Tirutzim, that we don't say Migu when two people are involved. Now, that Svara I'm going to call a psychological Svara, not a Lomdish Svara. Psychological Svara, Migu does involve psychology, right? The idea is that we generally assume that a person would always make whatever time is most effective for his cause, which itself is a psychological statement, and then the Rishonim say, but once there's two people involved, we're not so confident that they would be able to pull that off, so the whole din of migu gets suspended. But basically, we're saying for psychological reasons. The second teretz of Tosfos, v'oy nireh, is not at all a psychological svara, very much a lomdish svara. V'oy nireh, Tosfos says, furthermore, d'ksas domi hay migu, Ksas dummy, you see that Tosfos is using kind of a tentative lashon. I'm not sure, like Tosfos is saying, I'm not sure about this, but I have a feeling that this might be called a migu b'makom edim. Ksas dummy hay migu l'migu b'makom edim. So before we go on, let's first explain what's the basic din of migu b'makom edim. Let's say you have a case of migu, I'll pick the migu that I mentioned last week as a classic migu, even though la halacha might not work for reasons that are. A ksubis sugya, not our sugya. But let's say a case where Yaakov walked into the basement with a shtar that says I owe $100, and I say I paid it up already, which is really a lousy taina, but I have a migu, I could have said that your shtar is a mezuyef, because he wasn't mekayim the shtar. So let's suppose that's a good migu. Okay, so I'm believed now with a migu, when I say I paid it up, I'm believed because I have a migu. What if Yaakov will bring two live witnesses that say I didn't pay it up? How do witnesses say I didn't pay it? Well, because I say that I came to his house on Sunday, I say I paid it up, basically we'll say when, and I'll say on April 10th, I paid it up. And I'll have two witnesses that will say that they were with me the whole day on April 10th, and they know that I never went near Yaakov, but I didn't go, I wasn't handling money, I was in Disney World. So they refute my claim. So I made a claim that I paid up the loan. And I have a migu to support my claim. But Edom say it's false. So then I lose. Even though my migu is still... The Edom aren't messing up the migu. The Edom aren't helping the shtar, right? My migu is that I could have said mezuyif. And I really still could have said mezuyif. But my taina of perua, which I want you to believe because of my migu that I could have said mezuyif, that taina cannot stand because it's going against Edim. I'm saying Perua, and there's this Svara that says that must be true, right? Because I have a Migu, that's a Svara that it must be true. But two Edim say it's not Perua. So Migu, b'mokem Edim lo yamrinan. Migu is powerless against Edim. But that's the starting point. That's the first thing Tosfos says. So Tosfos, here we have a tray. We're going to use the case of Hakash and not Hazam, but just to keep things simpler. So you have Avram and Yitzchak walked in and they said Reuben borrowed $100. And Moshe and Aaron walked in second and they said that Reuben didn't borrow $100. So the halacha is that it's a suffix. Frek Taisvis, why don't we assume that Moshe and Aaron are telling the truth that Reuben didn't borrow the money? Because they have a migu. They could have said that Avram and Yitzchak are gazlonim and that would eliminate their ages, and then of course we would believe them. So let's believe them. So Taisa's answer is the reason why we can't, and they have a migu. They have a migu that they could have made a different taina, and that gives a lot of, that lends a lot of weight to their words. Which words? What were their words? Their words were that Reuven didn't borrow the money. They have a migu to support those words. But there are two edim, Avram and Yitzchak, that say that Reuven did borrow the money. So their migu is migu b'makam edim. It's a migu going against edim. Migu b'makam edim layaminu. But as you'll recall, Tosfos is not so sure about this. Tosfos says it very hesitantly. Ksas dummy, hi migu migu makam edim. This is a little bit like the case of migu makam edim. Shere yesh edim, can I get hi migu? Because there are edim going against migu hakisham. So that sounds like a good argument. Yeah, this is a migu makam edim. I mean, here they're saying that Reuven didn't borrow the money. And Tosfos' kasha was, let's believe them with a migu. The answer is, two witnesses say that Reuven did borrow the money. It's a migu makam edim. You can't believe a migu when the migu goes against edim. Why is Tosfos so hesitant? What's the flaw with this teretz? So, in the next words, Tosfos tells us the flaw. V'afal pi sheyesh k'moikein edim im ha-migu. Even though there are also edim supporting the migu. You see, the case that I gave with me and Yaakov, that he has a shtar that I owe him $100. I say, but I paid it up. And the din is that I'm supposed to win because I have a migu. Ah, but if there are edim that I didn't pay it up, then I lose. That's an amigu makam edim. Tez, right, that amigu is powerless against edim. Tez wants to apply that over here, but the difference is, yeah, over here, Moshe and Aaron, they have a migu. They're going against edim, that's Avram and Yitzchak, but they also have edim on their side, meaning they are edim. So the side that says that Reuven never borrowed the money is a migu, and it's also edim. The other side is just edim. So you want to call this migu a migu against edim? Yeah, strictly speaking, that's true, but it's not simply a migu against edim, it's a migu plus edim against edim. So why, it's not at all pashut now that we should say, oh, the migu falls apart. The migu is powerless because they're going against edim. This migu is empowered because it's also supported by edim. So that's Tosfos says that. So you might think that this teretz that's a migu makam edim is a lousy teretz, or it's a makam, it's going against edim. It's true there's edim on the other side, but there's also edim on their side. So maybe the migu should be significant and should be powerful. Tosfos says no, im bekach klum. That's irrelevant. The fact that they also have edim. Now, the way we're going to read the Tosfos is we're going to skip the word v'oid. There's two different gersois, but we're just going to go with the, we're going to take out the word v'oid. The word v'oid would make this into a third teretz, and there's two separate things going on over here. We're not going to learn that way. We're going to learn this as a continuation of the same sentence. Tosfos is now explaining why im b'kach klum. Im b'kach klum, that's irrelevant. That there's also edim on their side. De loy adif migu may edim. Because a migu can't be better than edim. Shim hayu edim misayim le'elu. If there would be more witnesses supporting these witnesses, le'hayelam koyach l'hakchesh es elu, they wouldn't then have the koyach to refute the other edim, the hatshrei kameya, because 102 are the same. If you have 100 edim on one side and 2 edim on the other side, then that's called a tie, because 2 edim is the highest possible proof. The kol shekein migu, and therefore migu is, it can't be better than that. Okay, something very tricky happened in this last step. What happened here? Zog Tosfos. Moshe and Aaron come in and say that Reuben didn't borrow the money. And they, right? And they also have a migu. So Tosfos' kasha was, let's believe that Reuben didn't borrow the money because there's a migu on that side. So Zog Tosfos says, well, the migu is worthless because there's an edim on the other side. That's Avraham Yitzchak. Avraham Yitzchak say that Reuben did borrow the money. But there's also a migu on, there's also edim on this side, that's Moshe and Aaron. So this side is a migu plus edim, the other side is just edim. So shouldn't the migu give this side the edge? So Zoktais is edim akach klum. Because let's imagine that on Moshe and Aaron's side, we had more edim. We had another, not a migu, but we had Moshe and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu and Elazar and Isamar and Gershom and Eliezer, right? And everybody else that you could think of We're going to throw in that they're all saying that Reuben didn't borrow the money. So let's say again, imagine, we forget about the Migu, but you have Avram and Yitzchak saying that Reuben borrowed the money. Moshe and Aaron and Nadav and Avinu and Elazar and Yitzchak and Gershom and Eliezer are all saying that Reuben didn't borrow the money. Then who would win? It would be a tie. Because two Edim is the highest possible proof. And Shrei Kameh. Once you have two Edim, it doesn't matter to pile on more Edim. When two Edim say one thing and four Edim say something else, two Edim say one thing and eight Edim say something else, two Edim say one thing and 100 Edim say something else, that's all irrelevant. It's two. That's a Shrei Trey. Once there's two Edim on one side, no Edim can outweigh the two Edim. So if Moshe and Aaron would be supported by Nadav and Avinu and Elazar and Isamar, they would not prevail over Avraham and Yitzchak. So now, look, Taisus, now here we don't have Moshe, we don't have Nadav and Avinu and Elazar and Isamar. What do we have? We have a Migu. We have Moshe and Aaron are supported by a Migu. If you're going to say that now they should be stronger than Avraham and Yitzchak because they have a Migu, that means that you're considering the Migu to be stronger than another six Edim, another Nadav and Avinu and Elazar and Gershom and Eliezer. Or like Taisa's example, another 98 Edim. If another 98 Edim wouldn't make them beat Avram and Yitzchak, then how could a Migu make them beat Avram and Yitzchak? Therefore, Zak Taisis, the Migu doesn't help. It's a Migu Malkam Edim. That's why Taisis started off, it's all one Teretz, we're not cursed of Oid. Taisis started off calling it a Migu Malkam Edim. The Migu is powerless because they're going against Avram and Yitzchak. But there's Edim on their side also, Imekach Klum. The Migu can't help these Edim because they can't do more for these Edim than another 100 Edim would do for these Edim. If you had another 100 Edim supporting these Edim, that wouldn't help them because there's still two Edim on the other side. So now when you have a Migu supporting these Edim, that's also not going to help them. That's Tysus' second teretz, that once there's two Edim on the other side, there's nothing you could put onto this side and that'll help. Even if Misvari, you think maybe we should. Look, it's a Migu. It's Trey with Trey. The Eidos is equal on both sides. And then there's a Migu on this side. But you can't believe the Migu because then you're going to be treating the Migu with more respect than you would have treated 98 of their friends that came and joined them. It can't be a Migu is going to be better than Edim. Therefore, the Migu, that's the Edim and Migu on the side that he didn't borrow the money can't prevail over the two Edim that say they did borrow the money. Yeah, Eliezer.
Is it possible to make a balance, sorry, that the reason why Trey can measure it is because that kind of like max out when it comes to the Edom, power of Edom. But then Migu would act in a different route.
Absolutely. You're right on. You're exactly. This is Rabbi Kiveg Yusvara. You're very much jumping into the next phase of the discussion. Rabbi Kiveg is coming to explain what's the machlokes in the futurism of Taisus. This Taisus of Taisus, which seems like a compelling svara on the one hand, because even though, I don't know, one might say that it seems, whatever, Taisus calls it a ksas dummy, right? But it seems like a compelling svara because if you would accept this Migu, you would be treating this Migu with more seriousness than you would treat another 98 Edim, and how could that be? We know that Edim are stronger than a Migu. So what's the counter-argument? Why did Taisus in their Kasha and in their first Teretz not look at it this way? And moreover, even in their second Teretz, look at the words carefully, Taisus is not really sure that it's a good Teretz. Ktsas dummy. Taisus is, mamash, not sure. Taisus is saying, you know, I have a suggestion to make. Tell me how you like it. That's how Taisus is presenting it.
I don't know if it's probably not looking for this answer, but I thought it was that it's not really the Malcolm Edom. Edom are, can't testify against themselves. It's kind of like...
But the Migu, though, is coming to support the position that Reuben didn't borrow money. And there are definitely Edom that Reuben did borrow money.
The Migu is saying, the second pair is saying, you money when you sell them to the first pair.
No. Not a case of Hazama, a case of Akasha. Two Edim say that Reuben borrowed money, and two Edim say that Reuben didn't borrow money. I mean, you're really correct that Taisus is also talking about Hazama, but Taisus talks about both cases. So I'm going with the case of Akasha. I don't think it should make a difference, really, but it's just less complicated.
There's no Migu, Bamako, Edim in Argamar.
No, Taisus means they're Teres for our Gemara also. You have,
but I'm saying for our Gemara, it's not really being Gemakim Eidim because the first set will be testifying about themselves.
No, but you mean because of the Ramban Svara that the discussion is really about where they were and so they're considered a Negei Bedavar. But that Svara, for some reason or another, we're not working with because Rabba called Eidim Zayim Mechidosh. So this is what we talked about the first week of the Zman. And the Ramban gives a svara to explain Eidim Zayim, so why does Rabbi call it a Chiddush? So maybe because the Ramban is saying this is Ali B'da Abaye and Rabbi argues, or maybe even the Ramban is really going even Ali B'da Rabbi because it's not, the Ramban doesn't mean it's a strong enough svara to produce this halacha, it's only a post facto kind of a svara to be mamtik the halacha. But either way, Lamaisa Rabbi calls it a Chiddush, meaning that we're supposed to look at the two Eidim as both being valid Manda Omrim here, valid witnesses here. So coming back to Taisa says that the reason why the Migu is not going to help is because there's Eidim on the first side. And Taisa is not really so sure about how we look at that. Should we say therefore the Migu can't help because it can't be more powerful than Eidim, or maybe we shouldn't look at it that way? So Rabbi Kivager says that there's really a sugya in the Gemara which should be the shevish of this discussion. There's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph, and this also, by the way, this is the Ksubis Sugya. Also, Ksubis is really probably the main place where, the second paragraph of Ksubis, where you get into all of these svaris, but we're not learning Ksubis now, we're not learning it next year, so we're going to do this a little bit now. There's the Gemara in Ksubis, but we're going to focus on Yevamos, that the Gemara in Yevamos Lamed Aleph discusses the following case. Let's say you have a trey about whether a woman got divorced. How do you have the case where a trey about a woman got divorced? A very simple case. You have a woman who was an Eishadish. There's no question that they were married, right? She's Mr. Smith and Mrs. Smith. They're married. No question about it. They've been married for 20 years. One day, Mr. Smith takes a get and he throws it at Mrs. Smith. And it lands somewhere in the middle. Safek karev loy, the safek karev loy. If it's karev loy, then she's not mugareshes. She didn't throw it to her. If it's karev loy, then she is mugareshes. And so where is it? So two Eidim walk into Beis Din and they say that it was karev loy. Now, obviously, you know, if he threw it and it didn't reach, so there's nothing stopping him from going and doing it again. But afterwards, you know, he... it got torn, he doesn't have another one, and then the sefer left town. We need to know whether that get was a get. Right, I mean, we can make it more dramatic, right? She got that get, and the following day she was mezana. So yeah, he could still go and divorce her, but we want to know whether she's chayav misa for what happened that following day. So it is very important to know whether that maisa gerushin was chal or was not. So now two Eidim walk in the basin, and they say that the get was karev loy, which means that she's not mugareshes. Two other Eidim walk in the basin and say the get was karev loy, so she is mugareshes. It's a trey. Trey is a suffix. But that's one thing that we know, right? We're already familiar with this. We've been talking about it for a few days. When you have two Eidim against two Eidim, it's a suffix. But there's another factor to bring in over here. The guy threw her a get on Sunday morning, right? What was she on Shabbos? What was she before this Maisa Zrika? She was an Eishes Ish. All four witnesses agree about that. And all four witnesses and the Dayanim and the Basin and the husband and the wife, they all agree. That's an established fact. A Shabbos, she was an Eishes Ish. So what do we call that? That's her Chazakah. She has a Chazakah of being an Eishes Ish, and now there's a Suffolk of whether something changed. So we know that ordinarily, when we have a Suffolk and there's a Chazakah, the terrorist is to follow a chazaka. For example, if you have a mikvah that had 40 sub, and then you discover, right, then you discover one, right, you check it every Friday, and you discover Friday of Parshas Achaymas Kedoshim that the mikvah leaked and now it only has 35 sub. You last checked it Friday of Parshas Tazria Mitzayra, and it was still full, it had 40 sub. You don't know when this happened. It could have happened on Shabbos or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. And so somebody went to the mikvah on Tuesday. What's his din? So do we say that he's a suffix, because the Maaseh there is a suffix, whether the mikvah had 40 seor or not, or do we say that no, that mikvah, since it's true, we have a suffix what it was on Tuesday, but we know that last Friday had 40 seor, and now there's a suffix whether it's changed by Tuesday, the din is that it follows its chazakah. It has a chazakah of having 40 seor. Now, again, the actual halacha l'maaseh in that case is more complicated. The Gemara in Kedushin says that over there there's chazakas on all sides. But let's leave that out. I'm assuming that we're just interested in the mikveh itself. So over there the din is that since we know that the mikveh was a shalem at one point, and then at a following point there's a chazaka, is it still a shalem or is it not still a shalem? The din is that it follows the chazaka. So we consider it to still be a shalem. So following that rule, we would expect that the din would be that an isha, that we know she was an ishas ish, and then at a certain point a suffix emerges that makes us misupik whether she's still an ishas ish or whether something changed. So misupik, we should say that things didn't change, and she should still be an ishas ish. Likewise, in the reverse case, if it was a matter of kedushin, meaning, that's a nicer story. Somebody threw a ring at his kala and it landed somewhere in the middle. Suffolk Kari of Law, Suffolk Kari of Law. And two Aiden come to base and say it was Kari of Law, and two Aiden come to base and say it was Kari of Law. And she had a Suffolk, she had a Cheskas Pnuya, and now there's a Suffolk whether or not something changed. So there's a Svara to say that there's a suffix here, and there's a chazakah, so the rule, the Torah's rule by svek is that you follow the chazakah, we should consider her a pnuya. But that's not the din. The Gemara in Yavama says that a suffix that's based on a trey u'trey is different than a regular suffix. A regular suffix, like by the mikvah, and that's a case where the suffix just happened. You have a mikvah, it sprang a leak, and now we don't know when the leak happened. In such a suffix, you follow the chazakah. But a suffix that's based on a trey u'trey, so the Gemara says, l'halacha l'maisa, we don't follow the chazakas, we go suffix that we treat it as a suffix, we say suffix that is a chumra, right, with this chumra in each of these cases, obviously in the case of a pnuya, there's a chumra to consider an eishes ish. In the case of the eishes ish, it's not a, the chumra taka follows the chazaka, but there's chumra the other way around, that if she's mekabel kedushin from somebody else, we're going to consider it that, that it's possible that she's mekadeshed now to that one. We're going to go everything l'chumra. We're not going to follow the chazaka. But there's a machlekes in the Gemara whether that's a dindai reis or a dindai rabbanon. The opening, the first position in the Gemara, which pashtus is not the maskana, but the first position in the Gemara is that's a dindai reisa. No, I'm sorry. That it's a dindai rabbanon, meaning midyai reis, we still follow the chazaka. Carefully. The opening position in the Gemara is that we ignore the chazaka. What's the svar? Why should we ignore the chazaka? If the regular rule of all svekis is that when you have a suffix, you follow the chazaka, why by a trey should we ignore the chazaka? So the answer to that is the svara that we just learned in Taisus. This Taisus that Taisus presented very tentatively, the Ksas Dami, Taisus was talking about a case of Migu, but you could just take out the word Migu and put in the word Chazaka. You have two witnesses saying that it was Kari of Law. Two witnesses saying that it was Kari of Law. You want to accept the position that it was Kari of Law because there's a Chazaka supporting that position? Imagine that there were 98 more witnesses supporting that position. Would that convince you that it was Kari of Law? No, because it's Trey Kameya. So how could a chazaka on that side be stronger than 98 more witnesses? And therefore, we ignore the chazaka. That's why there was a tzad in the Gemara that there is no din chazaka by a Trey, that we don't follow a chazaka, we just say something to Eisel Chomer, because how could a chazaka, once there's witnesses, how could a chazaka have any role to play? It can't be stronger than witnesses. It's a nice svara. We recognize that svara. That's the svara of Taisvis, and that's the svara of the first tzad in the Gemara. But the mice of the maskana of the Gemara is not like that. The maskana of the Gemara is that although midrabanan we go l'chumra, but the din de'i reis is that we do follow chazaka. So that's what the Gemara calls Trevet Shrei Sveka Durabanan. So the Maskana of the Gemara is that when there's two witnesses saying Karev Lo and two witnesses saying Karev Lo, we follow the Chazaka, which L'chari goes against Taisus Svara. So what's the pshat now? Why do we follow the Chazaka? Two witnesses say Karev Lo, so she's still right, she was an Eishes Ish, the get was thrown, but two witnesses say Karev Lo, so she's still an Eishes Ish. Two other witnesses say Karev Lo, so she's Megureshes. But there's a Chazaka that she's an Eishes Ish, so we say she's an Eishes Ish. If there were 100 witnesses saying she was an Eishes Ish, we wouldn't be convinced she's an Eishes Ish. Now, because it's the Chazaka, that makes her into an Eishes Ish. How could the Chazaka be stronger than another 98 witnesses? So Dr. Biki Vager, Al-Karchach, what you see from that Gemara, is what Eliezer said before, that the din of Trei Kameya is specifically a din in Eidos. That the Torah said that the particular bureau called the din called Eidos doesn't have any sliding scale. There's no Eidos that's more believable or less believable. We don't say that 3 is better than 2 and 4 is better than 3 and 100 is better than 95. Two witnesses give nemanus. That's the nemanus of Eidos. And more witnesses that can't give you more nemanus. Either you have the witness, you have the din Eidos, or you don't have the din Eidos. Eidos has a box. You check off the box. And once you check it off for both sides, so it's checked off. But if you want to bring in other things, so other things don't have... There's no din that once there's Eidos, there can't be anything else. There's just a din that once there's Eidos, there's no such thing as a stronger Eidos and a weaker Eidos. We checked off on both sides the box called Eidos. Yeah, they both have Eidos. But if one of the sides also has a Chazaka, so the side that has Chazaka prevails. In other words, the two Eidos cancel each other out. The Karev Lo's side has Eidos, the Karev Lo's side has Eidos. So that's a tie. But the Karev Lo's side also has a Chazaka. So the Chazaka prevails. If the Karev Lo's side had 100 Eidim, they wouldn't win because that's all in the same box. We already checked off that box. This side has Eidim and this side has Eidim. But if the Karev Lo's side has a different din to support it, the din of Chazaka, so it's two against one. In a certain way, it's two against one. The other side has one din supporting it, the din of Eidos. This side has two dinim supporting it, Eidos plus Chazaka. So the two Eidoses cancel each other out and the Chazaka prevails. And if that's true, then the Sar of Taisus is wrong. Right? Then, meaning now we know why Taisus was not so sure about this Svar, because Adarabah, the Maskanas of Gemara, is against the Svar of Taisus. The Maskanas of Gemara is that Shrei Kameya doesn't mean that once you have two witnesses on one side, nothing could ever convince us the other way. Shrei Kameya just means that once you have two witnesses on one side, there's no amount of witnesses that would ever convince you the other way, because witnesses are witnesses. 2, 10, 100 witnesses are witnesses. But if there's other things besides witnesses, when the witnesses cancel each other out, when the witnesses leave us in a tie, we turn to what other evidence we have. So we should turn to Chazaka in the case of Chazaka, that's the Gemara in Yavamis, and we should turn to Migu over here. So the Maskana of the Gemara in Yavamis seems to be against this Teretz of Taisus. Yeah, Dovi?
No, you answer my question.
Okay. So far, so good. We understand the Svara, we see the Svara for Taisus is Teretz. We see the counter Svara. We see that the Gemara in Yavamis was Gufa clearing about these two Tzadim. The only problem is, but the Gemara in Yavamis has a Maskana. So why is Taisus still left wondering whether his second Teretz is a good Teretz or it's not a good Teretz? L'chair, we should all agree it's not a good Teretz. Say, Geshmak is Svara, I liked it when I heard it, but I now see that it's a rejected Svara. It was the first side in the Gemara in Yavamis, but the Gemara ends up saying, I like that. The Gemara ends up saying that Shrei Kameya doesn't mean that nothing can overpower Edom. It just means that Edom can't overpower Edom, but other things could overpower Edom. So why is Taisus still left wondering that maybe this is a good Svara? So Dr. Bikivegar, now we come to the main part of Bikivegar's Bart. Dr. Bikivegar, Taisus is wondering that maybe there's a difference between Migu and Chazaka. And we have to talk about this first in very broad conceptual terms before we come back into the nuts and bolts of the Taisus, the Kash, the Teretz. Let's put all that aside for now. Let's just think about, very broadly speaking, the concepts. The Teretz says Right? There are various things that the Torah allows us to use when we have a suffix. One is Edim, right? And right, the Torah says if you want to know what happened, if you want to know if somebody owes money or doesn't owe money, if somebody got divorced or didn't get divorced, so we look for witnesses. That's the first thing. There's another din that the Torah tells us when in cases of sveikis, called chazaka. When you don't know what to do, you follow the chazaka. There's another din called migu. There are other dinim, right? There's a din called roiv, which is not part of our sugya, but I mean to say that there are various types of birurim, various things that we use to decide which way to go when there's a suffix. But Dr. Miki Vager, there's big differences between these things. Some of them are what we call evidence. You have a suffix whether somebody is a eshesish or not. So the Torah says, so do your research and try to find out whether she is or she isn't. When right, and the din of Eidos, Eidim, is that kind of a din. It's research. It's something that helps us establish the facts. The reason why, right, if somebody throws a get to his wife, and then Edom come and say that it landed Karev Loi, so now we say, okay, I'm sorry, she's still an Eishes Ish. Why do we pass on that she's still an Eishes Ish? Because the get really was Karev Loi, because she really never got divorced. It's not just a din that when this happens, you know, when somebody throws a get and Edom say these words, the din is that she remains married. And when Edom say these words, we now know that she never got divorced. So she's married because she never got divorced. What I'm saying sounds very obvious. What's my point? But, well, think of the contrast. As opposed to by Chazaka. The din of Chazaka, which is also a din of the Torah says that when you have a suffix, you rely on Chazaka. But you should never confuse a Chazaka for evidence. That's not evidence. That's not research. That's not a way of finding out what happened. The Torah doesn't think that it's logical that if yesterday she was an Eishes Ish, today her husband threw her a get. And nobody knows, we can't decide if it landed closer to her or closer to him. So the fact that yesterday she was an Eishes Ish makes it more likely that the get landed close to him than to her? Of course not. That's preposterous. Right? Everybody knows that the fact that what she was yesterday doesn't make one more likely than the other. The din of chazaka is a din that when you have a suffix, so you can't just say, well, it's a suffix, so I don't know what the halacha is. The Torah has to give us the halacha of how to deal with the suffix. The Torah says, when you have a suffix, you follow the chazaka. Eidus is not the Torah's rule for how to deal with a suffix. Eidus is a way of removing the suffix by finding out the facts. Eidus gives us facts. Chazakas don't give us any facts. But when we follow chazaka, say in the case of the mikvah that I mentioned before, we follow chazaka. We assume the mikvah still had 40 so. We don't really believe that it had 40 so. We really believe that we have no idea if it had 40 so or not. But the din is that a mikvah that you have no idea whether it's full or not, but it has a chazaka of being full. It has the din of being full. Chazaka is just a din, but we're not deluding ourselves. We don't think that we now know what happened. It's just we have a rule of what to do when we don't know what happened. Eidus is not like that. Eidus is supposed to tell us what happened. What about Migu? Migu is the Pashtus. Again, there's, if we were really learning the sugi of Migu now, there'd be more to say on this, but certainly the Aleph phase of Migu, the 101, is that Migu is a birur. It's a way of figuring out what happened. It's a svara, right? A guy walks into basin and he says, that star, you have a star that I owe you $100? Well, I paid it up already. And we think to ourselves, that's what a dumb thing to say. The guy's holding a shtar, and you say you paid it up already. Wouldn't it be so much cleverer to say that the shtar is mezuyif? What? Oh. It would be so much cleverer to say that the shtar is mezuyif. So why did he say that it's perua? It must be he's telling the truth. It must be he's telling, we figured out that he's telling the truth. Migu is a svara that helps us figure out what happened. It's perhaps not as strong as Eidus, but it's an attempt at least to figure out what happened. It's a svara that the Torah allows us to rely on to figure out what happened. And in that sense, it's more like Eidus than like chazaka. Chazaka is not at all an attempt to figure out what happened. When we say let's follow the chazaka, we don't mean to say, yeah, because that's probably what happened. When we say let's follow the chazaka, what we mean is that since we have no idea what happened, the terrorist says we should follow the chazaka. So Dr. Ricky Vager, that's the, what Tosfos says in their second teretz, that ksas domi, that when you have a migu against Edim, we say the migu is no better than another 98 Edim. What Tosfos means is, because even though I know that by chazaka we don't say, by chazaka this is a rejected tzara, right? It's a geshmak tzara with the havamin of the gemara, but the maskana was not like that. So Tosfos is bringing in over here a rejected tzara. But what Tosfos is speculating about is that maybe although the Gemara rejected it by Chazaka, because the Gemara felt that Shrei Kameya means that if you have Edom on this side and Edom on that side, so you've maxed out all of your evidence. There's no better evidence than Edom, so you bring another 98 witnesses, it's not going to convince you, so nothing is going to convince you what's the halacha. But a Chazaka, you could still rely on a Chazaka, because a chazaka is not meant to be a birur. There's no evidence. It remains a chazaka. It's going to be. It remains a suffix. It's going to be a suffix forever. It's a unbirurable, right? A unresearchable chazaka. Irresolvable chazaka. So the din is that you follow. I'm sorry. I mean suffix. It's an unresolvable suffix. So the din is that you follow a chazaka. So chazaka is not eliminated by this din of Trei Kameya. But migu is. Because migu, since that's an attempt at a birur, an attempt of research, of figuring out what happened, the rule of Trei Kameya says that once it's two witnesses that say that Reuven borrowed money, there's no evidence in the world that could tell you that Reuven didn't borrow money. If there's no evidence in the world, that means even migu can't tell you that. No evidence in the world. Migu is supposed to be evidence. So Zuck Tysus, the Migu is eliminated. Because just like another 98 witnesses wouldn't convince us that he borrowed the money, Migu also doesn't convince us that he borrowed the money. Chazaka does help against the trade, when B'makam trade, yeah, that's because the Chazaka is not trying to tell us what happened. A Chazaka is just saying, you have a suffix, this is what you do with a suffix. So that, we hold, works even against Edim. But a Migu, Tysus is speculating that maybe a Migu, although Chazaka works against Edim, when B'makam trade. But a migu doesn't work because since a migu is an attempt at a birur, once there's edim, nothing else can work as a birur. That's what Rabbi Kivaker says is the what's going on between the two terutzim of Tosfos. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mr. Shem, next there's lots to review over here. I want you to try to go over this Rabbi Kivaker tomorrow. Come again. You may not have all the pieces yet. Come over with me tomorrow during Seder. We'll talk about it together. I want you to try to get clear this Rabbi Kivaker. But in Shir, we're going to go back to tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You're welcome, Rabbi.